Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Step back, dribble over, done. It's up and good. A three ball for Steph Curry. Subs in now for the Clippers.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Timmy.
I'm having some wardrobe anxiety because of my partner.
Well, Evan chimed in, too.
Yeah, you guys double-teamed me.
And then Savala just took it, too. But I didn't like the leather.
Let's go to Gino in Vegas.
Oh, LV.
What's up, Gino? How you doing, man?
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you.
Tiny, you look good, sir. I don't know what they're talking about. Uncle Guru, you know, he looks good always with his waves. You know, I don't know if he sports the sporting waves or the Murrays. He's always sharp, but I can't lie. I was looking at the stream today. I thought you looked pretty sharp, sir.
Thank you very much,
wow.
Gino. I appreciate that. Really do.
Right on. Hey, so I heard you guys talk a little bit about Quentin earlier. I was working.
Man,
I loved how assertive he played. I think the word that you were looking for, Guru, was moxie and assertiveness. I liked how when Zubac was trying to body him up a bit, he stood his ground.
Yes.
Obviously, we need him to space the floor. He looked great doing that. Jonathan, his point of attack defense this year on all of our opponent's best ball handlers has been amazing. He's taken up some hard tasks, but I think he's done that really well. And my favorite thing about yesterday, I must say, is I thought it was awesome hearing Coach Kerr validate Jonathan's spot in the starting lineup. I'm a huge fan of Jonathan's, probably a little too biased sometimes.
I'm with you.
But it's really good. It's really good to see his hard work, and it's really, really good to see Steve play him, and you know, Jonathan's doing everything he's asked of him, rebounding, playing defense, having great court vision. This year is going to be magical, and it's going to be really fun. 4-1, we won the week. Happy Warriors Wednesday, right?
Yeah, thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
And I'll say something, Stoney. Two things that stood out to me. Gino said you look fly, but
stop!
You got me thinking about back in the day in the third quarter, as I mentioned, you know, them outscoring in their four wins their opponents in the third. Like, it's too early to say they're there, but just think about what that symbolized and mileage on the odometer that was not being put on by the guys that are supposed to carry the load, like Dre, Steph, and Jimmy at their age, who can really appreciate that. But a lot of times in life, we talk about sports and we watch it thinking these guys are computers and robots. And I think a lot of times, and I'm part of it, we forget feelings, nothing more than feel. Those matter. And I know this is, you know, early on, but for Kerr to give Kuminga that confidence or that stamp of, yeah, for now he's a starter, I'm just saying, on the drive home or even in the layup line before the game, Stoney, that's got to be a damn good feeling for a 22-year-old.
Well,
as opposed to what you've been
4 years, yeah,
as opposed to what you hadn't been.
Here's what the last caller was talking about. This is Steve Kerr after the game. He brought Horford off the bench and started Post.
This is going to be a pattern for us. I really want to just bring Al off the bench. If he's going to be 20 to 25 minutes, I'd rather have him come off the bench and be able to close with him if we need to, like we did against Denver. So we'll probably go back and forth between Quentin and BP, you know, for now, just depending on what the center matchup looks like. I thought BP was great. I didn't play him enough in the first half. I think I only got him out there for 9 minutes, and we missed his playmaking. So I gotta do a better job of, you know, doing what we did in the second half, which was finding lineups that, you know, that they could playmake a little bit more.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
What do you make of that?
Because I
hadn't thought of it because the Clippers ran him down and they were leading at half, but Pod's only 9 minutes. You know, it didn't jump off my TV
Didn't even notice.
At my point. I mean, but for the coach 20, to notice, that's what matters.
Still got almost 27 minutes.
He got that little step back three going, Stoney.
Yeah.
No. I got to say something that's starting to... bother is too strong because it's all good juju right now with the Dubs. If Al Horford is not going to start, which I was lobbying for, and now when he does play, he's going to play 20 minutes or, you know, or less, and I know he was great against Denver and hit that corner three, Stoney. When you're older, I think it's hot to, like, for us to expect him to be automatic like he's been playing and lathered up. I don't like that because the cold and age, I don't like that combo.
So what's the alternative? You can't play him every night.
But you can't start him and divvy that up? He starts seven, play first 5 minutes? Or
I don't think he – I don't think
– Horford would want to
– I don't think he cares. I mean, I just don't think Al Horford cares about starting or not. I mean, he came here because he thought this team had a chance.
Yeah, I just, and it does.
Yeah, I just don't think he cares. He's not. He doesn't play back-to-backs, so he's going to play 60 to 65 games, and he knows it. And I get the sense a guy like him, who's 39 and been in the league forever, knows that if he starts when he plays, then Steve's got to make an adjustment every time he doesn't suit up. Mm. So maybe putting Horford on the bench makes it that means they've got two starting lineups. One with Green at the five, one with Post at the five. And depending on the matchups, it sounds like that's going to determine who Steve Kerr starts.
Yeah, and if Post is spunky and feeling like he did last night against Zubac, again, I got to be careful. You would think, you know, man, why can't you keep that up more often? You know, who's we'll see.
I mean, if... he'll play a lot of minutes if he defends like that.
But
the problem is if he's not defending like that and he's been taken advantage of, then if he's not making threes, you got to get him out of there.
Portland took advantage of him.
Yeah,
let's go to take advantage of everybody.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Doing great, Stanley Blue. Thanks for having me on. I think a couple things that we're missing here is look at the second half. The Warriors held a Clippers team who can score when they needed to 30 points, which means the only points the Warriors needed to win that game is all they had is in the third quarter. They could stop scoring and still win the game. Why were they competitive last year at the beginning of the year? Because they had Melton. They had somebody who could lock down, get stops. They were playing good defense. Once they lost Melton, they couldn't get stops. They couldn't outscore teams because they could not play defense. I think the other point is Kerr's letting him, you know, when you talk about Kuminga, play through his mistakes because his effort, his attitude. Those are the two things that Kerr values. And you see a Kuminga this year is very different on the court for those effort and attitude than he had last year. And I think Kerr is a great coach. He looks at this team as a championship team. That's why he's playing 9 to 10 players. He knows this team's success is going to be based on their health, especially as they ramp towards the later part of the year.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, Asad Bouzi on the YouTube chat. Shout out to Kerr, Stoney. He's handling the rotations perfectly.
I
I got to give them that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Clippers, and I'm starting to think that they're actually, and I know that they'd beaten the Warriors seven straight times, but when I look at that team and I see Harden, who has the ball in his hands a lot and dribbles, Kawhi tends to be more of an isolation player. These are the teams I think the Warriors can beat because they have enough smart defenders with their veterans, and then they have enough young defenders who can actually, you know, do stuff against good players who are veteran players. But I do think, like, watching yesterday's game, and you're just seeing Harden have the ball, and he's kind of surveying, and five defensive eyes or, you know, five players are just watching him. Like, teams have never solved the Warriors that way, it feels like. And they're just too solid defensively. Like, I don't think they're great athletically, but I do think their veterans are really smart, and then their young guys play with a lot of effort. And a team that wants to dribble a lot or hold it and have the ball stick, it's just easier to defend, especially for a team like the Warriors.
And I got to give the Warriors defense, and this is everybody in a Warrior uniform. Yesterday, Stoudy, I don't know, just to that point, I saw tip passes, entry passes, tip blocked, and guys losing the rock on the dribble. Like, the Warriors were active defensively, and I'm talking about everybody, and I think Zubac included. Everything that he took for granted or thought, okay, I'm in my space, I got it. There was a hand reaching, clawing down, loose ball. What about Bogdanovich, Steiny? I like him, Bogey.
He's washed.
He started and didn't even start the second half. That's how bad he was in his 9 minutes.
I have a feeling he is having an unbelievably bad start to the year, Bogdanovich.
Well, he's not supposed to start.
Well, but he's a good player.
Yeah, I always liked him.
Remember, he was on the Hawks team and played a big role on the Hawks team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals just a few years back.
Yeah, he was no Kevin Huerter.
Ah, man. Hey, don't forget about his time in SAC, too.
Who?
Bogey.
Remember?
He was, that's just a nine. He was on the Kings. He could, man.
He never played a game for him, though, did he?
Yeah, he played.
Did he?
Bogey played.
No, something
I think
happened.
He was there a couple years,
but there was
man.
A contract issue there. Like,
that might have ended it, but he
signed
played.
Something, and then the Wizards, or not the Wizards, the Hawks, like, the Hawks swooped in there somehow.
Yeah, but he definitely played for multiple. On. He played 3 years in SAC, Donnie. They drafted him 2017, and he left in 2020.
He played 3 years.
Yeah. 70 games.
Well, I was in SAC. How am I supposed to remember that? Oh, boy, Zach. There was another game last night. Oh, you guys.
Well, it's our team.
Ooh. What team?
Philly. Evan and I.
Yeah. Okay.
Edgecombe.
I don't care if you like the team. I don't care about the team.
Oh, okay.
All I know is that NBA.com has its Rookie of the Year ladder, and Edgecombe is number one. He's your Rookie of the Year through five games. Edgecombe.
Where was Flag at?
Who cares? He can't play back-to-back.
Kids so, putting him in the wrong spot.
We've actually done some research because Carter is knee-deep in the gambling world.
Okay, all right. I'm with him.
As far as futures are concerned, okay. Not obviously day-to-day. He said Edgecombe was actually pretty popular.
Even like a month or two ago?
Yeah, there was a lot of murmurs of him for Rookie of the Year. It was not just you.
So Flag had to be the overwhelming favorite, but you're saying Edgecombe was too?
He was definitely up there. There were a lot of murmurs for him.
Ace Bailey? He had to be
dude,
higher.
What's up with him?
Well, he's playing in Utah.
Utah 2-1.
He's sick.
Hey, 2-1. 2-1 the Jazz.
All right, Carter, I got you.
Yeah.
You're listening. Still, it was just a savvy pick on my part. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Jimmy Butler, you like this team's depth?
You know, me and GP was just talking about that, how deep this team really is. And, you know, we don't have certain guys back yet or in full motion of what they could and will be doing. It's a good thing for us, and it's a scary thing for everybody else.
All right. They
like
he their
means
depth
everywhere.
Right now.
He means every word, no doubt. And I like it. You like it. We all like it. And, again, if you can, my new words, Donnie, continuance. I mean, last year we got to taste what Jimmy Butler meant to this Warrior team, and we all truly just keep it 100, Stoney. That's what they say in the streets. we all got robbed of what they truly could do, even beat Minnesota. Hey, Curry held up. But if you give me health, and I'm looking in over through the league and even the West.
Let me ask you a question.
And the Clippers aren't going anywhere. The Clippers are going to be a factor.
Ask you a question. Yeah. You say the Warriors got robbed.
Oh, my God.
What? Did the Celtics, have the Celtics been robbed more than the Warriors? Haven't the Celtics been robbed more than the Warriors? They lost Tatum for a year and a half. Warriors only lost Curry for a series. See what I'm saying?
But the difference in the guru on the guru computer to
that is...
You
want Curry to miss a year?
No, that was a major car crash.
Yeah!
Jason Tatum.
Yes!
Okay?
That's bad luck.
And that's one you can understand like, oh boy, we're screwed. The Curry pull of a hammy of a soft tissue injury that's never happened in his 17-year career, and now he's back balling better than ever. That's one where you just say to the basketball gods, this was a little fender bender in the parking lot.
What was?
Curry's hammy. Did you really have to give it to us? Like, why didn't you just let the series play out with a healthy Curry?
Because he couldn't,
if all it was going to be was a tweak to have he,
because he couldn't
bender.
Make it through.
I understand. But you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but...
They would have beat Minnie, yeah. And you know it.
Yeah, okay. You don't know that.
They won.
That's
that.
The kind of thing you get mad at me for saying. You do. You say, you don't know that, Steiny.
Well, I've stolen Evan and I. I don't want to speak Evan. Like, keep my name out your mouth. I have stolen some vernacular from you, and it's a button up.
Well, I know there's something
Minnesota's
else.
Minnesota's not button up, Steiny, and that's
it's
why.
It's the first week
no,
of the season.
I'm talking about last year. The Warriors are the
team.
Oh,
my God.
If you're not buttoned up, they will expose you just with the way that they play. The principles on offense.
That shouldn't change just because you don't have Curry. If they play a certain style, it should give them trouble. And here's the problem.
The gravity of him is incredible.
And we're going to get off this.
Yeah.
But here you go again. You're saying there's only been one team that's been to the Western Conference Finals the last 2 years, the Timberwolves. Mm. But they're not buttoned up. Okay. Like, okay. All right. I got you. Let's move on.
I was driving home yesterday and took a phone call.
From who?
He'll remain nameless, but he's a Bay Area icon. He gave us some show criticism, constructive criticism. Said
who
we blew it.
F?
Right. Steiny, he said we didn't give that World Series game enough, that 18-inning game enough run.
All right. Okay, it might have been the greatest.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
It might have been the greatest baseball playoff game in history. Yeah. Well, next to Larson's perfect game, clearly. But
you remember watching that?
That's a three. Hey.
No. Okay. So, yes, it was a great game. It was unbelievable.
It was. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about it.
No,
talk about the game.
But see, that's not fair. Now you're telling me to do it in my... Like, well, that game deserved...
Jays came back and tied.
But there were so many plays.
Okay,
and
talk about them. Go ahead.
Well, Sonny, you would have had to watch the game to have a conversation about it.
I had to stay up till 3.
No, but he wasn't mad. He was just saying, like, that's... Everywhere he went yesterday, that was the talk of the sports world in his... baseball game. And I kind of got that. But we're the flagship of the Dubs. They had a game. I get it. But I hate disappointing
Freddie
people.
Freeman's pretty clutch, I got to tell you. And boy, Ohtani follows up that unbelievable performance, and then he gets... And what, Vladdy
what's
Jr.
Up with Mookie?
Just took him deep.
I feel like Mookie Betts is sick. Like, what's going on with him?
He hasn't had a good year from my sources
in LA. He ain't got a home run in the postseason.
You want to get Steiny started? Watch this. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
How many people have hit multiple walk-off home runs in the World Series?
Ooh. In the World Series?
Walk-off. I got a name.
Multiple World Series.
I got a name, Evan, when he misses it.
I love this, Evan. Thank you so much. Go ahead. You guess first.
Kirby Puckett. Damn!
He's done it once.
Come on, Steiny. Give us something.
Kirk Gibson.
He's done it once.
I thought he might have done it with the Tigers.
But this is multiple. Who could it be? Somebody that's always been there.
So it can't be Vlad from, he didn't do it yesterday. Never mind. Freddie Freeman.
Lincoln Steiner.
God, that's right.
That's
but
bad.
The point was Reggie Jackson hasn't done that.
Yeah, got you.
There's only one person.
But he did it in a closeout game.
Reggie hit 3 in 1 game. So did Pablo.
Please.
You had two off Verlander.
Reggie did it in an elimination game.
Okay, golly.
He did it in game six.
Joe Carter did it in game seven.
Exactly.
Joe Carter,
I'm a big Joe Carter fan.
Man, I hadn't seen him around the game.
This is from the 415 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. This is the Bay. We don't want to talk about the Dodgers winning.
And that sounds like
let's talk about how far the Giants are from the Dodgers. Can the Giants topple the Dodgers in the next 11 months?
I don't think they're as far as you think they are. And we got the Vitello presser tomorrow, Giants' new manager. Okay. I'll be at a funeral, but I'm excited. Like, you can learn a lot from an introductory press conference.
Yeah, I don't think you can learn anything.
If you've been in the corporate game, you can.
Everything's for show. You're not going to learn anything about
this. You're wrong. Like, they can expose themselves. They can double talk Evan and tell on themselves. That's why I love that stuff. If you're clean, you did it right.
I could make a joke about he might have had tougher media in Tennessee at that university.
Well, there was a radio host
that
said that he doesn't know what he's getting into after he
left. Remember that? He said, they're not going to listen to you. Oh, man.
Oh, Josh Ram says, Dodgers are so much better, it's not even close. Go ahead. What would you say to Josh Ram?
I have nothing.
No. Well, you just said they're closer than we think.
Well,
can
I
you
did.
Explain?
Yeah. We got Devers. And we, the Bay, got Devers. Adames.
Oh, by the way, you see your boy yesterday?
My boy.
Oh, God.
Tell me.
He's kind of embarrassing.
Okay, hold on. Just you keep talking. He's kind of embarrassing.
That's a weird assumption.
What? Oh, you got to give back to the game. I mean, it's just time to give back to the game.
Michael Jordan. That ain't on him. At least he did that. Why would they lie and oversell what they act like he was going to be Barkley, Ernie, Kenny, Perkins, Bob Myers in the studio, and they're using one in a sit down for the whole season. Miss me. But he was on point about load management.
Oh, boy,
he
said all that's a gutsy statement.
No, seriously, though, that's what you represent.
I know.
And let's be honest. I got a lot of family stuff and illness and death that keeps me from the show. So the Thursday bit, I'll let you guys have fun. But if we did the Guru Analytics, I'm going here. If we did why I'm out, it's real. But my point is, you come from that cloth of Karl Malone, Stockton, Jordan.
Yeah.
He was speaking the real. No, if you're not playing that, well, you're supposed to be thinking about the game 22 hours. They're not doing that now.
He's late to the party.
Well, he didn't have
this
a voice.
This has been a three-year-old issue.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a voice.
A mouth. We got the sound.
Michael Jordan didn't have a voice.
Evan's got the sound.
All right.
You play basketball 2.5 hours a day, 3 hours a day, right? That's your job. That's what you get paid to do as an NBA player. What are you doing the other 21 hours?
Damn.
I mean, to me, that's when you should be preparing for your next day at work or your next, challenge. Now, I'm the worst. I mean, maybe I'm not one of the guys that you would probably model that. But you should think about that in retrospect of what load management really is. I always felt like it was a sense of pride for the fans that are paying.
Mm.
Two is a sense of, making sure that I stay sharp. I'm not going to lose it. And three, I want our rhythm as a team to always be there. It can disrupt that synergy that's happening.
Wow. And he was not in Atlantic City, Evan. But that's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to ever do it. So I'm taking it at face value. That's real.
No, he's not wrong.
What's changed, though? And the guys are still getting hurt. Tatum going down. Halliburton. We could keep going. So load manage, is it truly working?
I think it's...
Mike's been talking that talk.
Some players. I mean, I think it worked for the Spurs when they first started it with Duncan and those guys. I was more interested in the middle of that quote where he seemed to say, now don't take my, he seemed to be saying, what are you doing the other 22 hours? You should be thinking about the game.
I love
that.
But
he also kind of said, but you wouldn't want to follow my lead. Cause he could be the best without having to kind of pay the price.
Oh, I took that as what, he
you know
always
what I mean?
Did.
You don't we'll play it on the other yeah. side.
I took that as don't do him because he's obsessed with it.
We had to edit it a little bit because Tirico chimed in and said, basically, you're one to talk.
The Italian stallion.
Meaning, like, you went out and still played.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. And that's always been something that's fascinated me, actually. We can talk about it on the other side. Keith Smith, Spotrac Sports, and the host of At Front Office Show on YouTube, NBA expert, is joining us at 1 o'clock today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Paul the rebound. Cross court for Harden. Knocked away. Kuminga saves it. Goes to Curry. Flipped it to Heald. Left hand layup inside.
How about that save by Kuminga?
My goodness.
What a fantastic defense.
Right hand going out of bounds. Backward flip. Put some English on it. And spun right to Curry.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Coach Carr. Kuminga making different kinds of plays this year.
But not just him, though, Stoudy, because obviously, he was the talk of the offseason. I just really believe if this keeps up, you didn't ask, but for Dub Nation out there, he's not going anywhere. But Pods, Moody, Post now, like, we could keep going. Richard, singular, Richard. But, yeah. Also, a friend just texted me, Evan, in the business, Scott Brocious. But his were go-ahead.
Scott Brocious was an extremely clutch postseason performer. He had multiple go-ahead home runs in the 98 World Series. Mm-hmm. He had a game-tying home run in the World Series, I believe, in 2001 against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay. I remember that one.
He never hit a walk-off home run in the World Series.
Okay, gotcha. Evan, oh, hell of a guest.
Evan, can I ask you something?
Huh?
What year was that, 98?
Against the Padres, yeah.
So, did you just look that up, or
the Padres have only been to two World Series, the last of which?
But you were 5 years old at that point, right?
Four.
So did you go back and study that world? Like, you know what I mean? How'd you learn about it?
Just read. I don't know.
All right.
Well, I like baseball, so
I love it.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I got in his ear during the break too to tell him
about
Scott Brocious, the text that I got.
Scott Brocious was also a head coach in the conference that I played in college.
Linfield. No, you went to Willamette.
I went to Willamette, but Scott Brocious also went to Linfield, and then he was the head coach there.
E, what was your best pitch, honestly?
Oh, God. Change up.
Look at him. Now, I do have
Did you change your arm slot, though?
No, you can't. Otherwise, they know it's coming.
You were tipping.
What was your thing your last baseball season? You got to come in. That is great.
Oh, I thought it was baseball has spoken.
Yeah, baseball did speak last year a few times.
Now, I'm going to speak real quick so I don't even get back to it. Look, I know we're the Warrior flagship. I am so fired up about the Warriors. I'm fired up about the Giants. I'm fired up about it all. But if you ask me right now, you can lock me in a room and I go to a whiteboard with a sellout crowd and there's only one sports topic I could talk about right now, ask your partner, what would it be? Because I got the itis.
What would it be?
What is going on? I mean this. With Brock Purdy and his toes, Tati. Like, you can come back, but are you going to be at your optimum self when you come back? Like, seriously, just we are just sleeping at the wheel about this.
Who's
man? Just the Bay. Nobody's, like, concerned. Like, this is a big deal. You win this game, you might get some more trades. We ain't talking about Keon White.
But, well, of course we didn't.
But still, he got five career sacks. But the bottom line, Steiny, is this is your Joe Montana or Steve Young, and everybody's just ho-hum. Like, damn. I can't wait to see, does he finish the season? Does he come back? Because that's where I'm starting to think.
So, are you
familiar? I'm sorry to hit you with that. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. Are you familiar with the Serenity Prayer?
Yeah, come on, Steiny.
Okay, well, that's what this is about, Goo.
We got it when you walk in our house.
You have to accept what you cannot change, and we cannot change what's going on with Brock Purdy and his foot. You have to have the courage to change, though, what can be. Well, that doesn't apply here because it's not your freaking toe.
No, I just want
I'm not finished with the Serenity Prayer. The punchline's coming up. And the wisdom to know the difference. So we can't really do anything about the Purdy injury, but it seems like you're trying to get at a larger point here.
No, you guys, this is why I love you guys. You think I am. No, I'm asking you, what do you think is going on?
I think he has turf toe, and I think they're figuring
out. What degree of turf toe? We know it's serious.
The kind of turf toe that keeps you out a few weeks. And they're trying to determine whether it's going to be 3, 4, or 5.
All right.
It seems to me what you're saying is, Steiny, something's missing here. Something's fishy.
Like, does he need to Joe Burrow? Because we know there were torn tendons up under there. Melissa Stark told us that on Sunday Night Football. And I'm just thinking about, you know, Lynch and Kyle, if they somehow win this game in New York Sunday, and they can, I'm just thinking to myself, okay, do you go all in, or do they know something, or will they know something about Brock Purdy at quarterback? Or does that, having Mac Jones, if you didn't have Brock as your option, does that suffice? Are they still going after it, even if Mac's back there for the rest of the season?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Is it not enough? Is it not enough if I say, well, on Monday we heard Mac Jones is day-to-day, and we pretty much know Purdy's week-to-week. So, to my way of thinking, if we know that, that means every Wednesday or so,
which is today,
right, Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media at 12:40, and I would like to believe, after he said it's not a long shot for Purdy to play on Monday, that on Wednesday he'll know a little bit more, be able to narrow it down, knowing full well he's probably going to have to go do something Thursday and Friday to prove that he can be out there on the field. Mm. But I think that's where we're at. We're clearly at a point where they're determining whether he's healthy enough to play or not.
Okay, and this is my follow-up, and I'm excited about this. But this is me, and I've said it. I wanted to see Mac. I thought it was a good thing. Mac hasn't been bad. But I'm asking Matthew J. Steinmetz today, what is the difference with Brock Purdy under center for this current Niner team in the state they're in to you? Or is it the same or no difference?
I think he's got a better shot than Mac Jones because I think their offensive line isn't very good. Mm. And I think that he's more mobile than Mac Jones. And I think that if and when you get your players back like Pearsall, hopefully Ayuk, he's got the rapport, meaning Purdy, with those guys and Kittle and McCaffrey, and ideally then you could get something clicking offensively.
All right.
I will say this, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, 49er fans, because I was giving Goo grief, but I do agree with him in the big picture. I do feel like maybe in other cities with their quarterbacks, it's more of an urgent situation, or maybe the coach gets questioned about it more frequently. But here, it feels to me like most 49, and I say this, and you...
No, we're here. I got you. No, go ahead.
You're going to say I'm pandering, yeah. And I kind of am, but I'm kind of not. I feel like if you're a 49er fan and you watch all the games and you're a pretty smart fan, it does feel like most 49er fans don't think there's a huge difference between Purdy and Jones to the extent that people are clamoring for Brock Purdy. They would be clamoring for Brock Purdy if they thought Brock Purdy was above and beyond a doubt, better than Mac Jones. But I think they look at both quarterbacks and say, you know what? The difference isn't that huge. And so because the difference isn't that huge, let's be cautious rather than have to get him back in.
Hey, Steiny, I might have to tip my cap. You know, we don't have a poll to determine if you're right, but basically you're saying in Mac Jones, Niner fans are saying we're in good hands. We're like Allstate. We're in good hands.
Yeah, I mean, 888-957-9570
That's what it sounded like.
For example, okay, and I'll bring him up. Harry.
Yeah.
Okay? For the last 3 years, Harry's been telling me, you know, because you know how we've
your
talked
about... Your friend Harry, yeah, for the people that don't know.
The guy everybody thinks isn't a real person, but he is. So over the last 2 or 3 years, we've been discussing Brock Purdy. Is he really good? Is he this good? He was Mr. Irrelevant, but could he really be? Is he going to get... All that kind of stuff. And for 2 or 3 years, Harry said, you don't get... Purdy's fine. He's really good. He does everything Kyle wants, all those kind of things. And then last year when he didn't play well... He even said, you know, it's not all on Purdy. You got to have the players, blah, 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 blah. After 5 games this year, Harry's saying, I think Mac Jones is better than Purdy. And he's not a Purdy hater. He believed in Purdy. So I look at that and must think that there are a lot of 49er fans out there that just don't think there's a huge difference between the two.
Do you?
No.
And neither do I.
I kind of don't.
But
I think Purdy's better. I just do because he gives you more options because of his mobility.
And with the, I'll call it right now for what it is, the porous offensive line, I mean, that's a damn good attribute to have if you're Brock Purdy and you're more mobile than Mac Jones. So, yeah, Stoddy, I'm just... Like, we're getting down the road in this season to where, okay, and maybe they'll tell us, maybe they won't. Is Brock feeling like, you know, yesterday was Tuesday. Was it feeling better? Does he need to get tackled? Because if those are the things, then, Stoddy, this is a crapshoot. This is the dice table in Vegas at the Bellagio. This is what this is because practice, he's not getting tackled. And we'll never know how the toe's going to react until it's go time. And to me, that's scary.
Yeah. I mean, he's missed 6 of 8 games.
Dude, wow.
After he signed his big contract. So, yeah, there's something going on here with Purdy, and we gotta kind of figure it out. Here's the other thing I was thinking, and maybe I'm wrong, but again, 888-957-9570. I really want to get into Purdy and Mac Jones here and what's going on. I'm a firm believer, and I've said it a million times, that I believe coaches and front offices, they know how good their team is. They know how good they can be, and I think they are very realistic for the most part about their chances for success. I think if you're Kyle Shanahan and you're John Lynch and you look at this team right now with that, with how the season's gone, even though you're 5-3, I think it's possible to come to the conclusion, you know what, we're probably not going to win a Super Bowl this year. That doesn't mean we don't want to make the play. Here's what I'm getting at. Do you want to bring Purdy back if he's not going to be playing with Pearsall and Ayuk? Meaning they're probably not going anywhere.
But don't I owe that to Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Trent Williams? McCaffrey?
Well, you, owe they, it,
you know
owe
what
it,
I mean?
You owe it to them to bring back Brock Purdy when you feel confident Brock Purdy's healthy enough to be better than Mac Jones.
But the way you just phrased that, Steiner, you kind of alluded to, let's save Brock for Brock.
Yeah, I would.
But what about Evan and Goo and Carter? You know, what about you're going to hurt our chances to maybe try to be the best version of ourselves?
No, I don't think they look at it like that.
Even if that's a one and done.
I think if you went to Christian McCaffrey and said, we're going to go with Mac for a little while longer, he wouldn't say, well, now we got no shot. See, that's what I believe the team might not think there's a huge difference between the two. So if they think that, then they'll get behind anybody, I would think. But that's just kind of my thought on it.
Do you get my my drift or catch my drift when I just say, just from a true football fan perspective, Steiny, I've seen so much of Mac now, and it's been better than I even thought, but I've always been a fan, that I'm ready to see Brock back under center.
Well, just because you're ready doesn't...
Or do you say because of the toe, you almost don't even want to watch him? Because you don't know what.
I want to watch him for sure.
Because you said there's no pass if he throws two interceptions.
Have I told you about the serenity prayer?
Yeah, you just did.
There are things that are out of our control, such as this injury.
But
we can want him to come back, but we cannot change when he will or won't come back. So we've got to play it by ear. We've got to let it play out.
Is that the only prayer you know?
No.
Give us one more.
Catholic school. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread and
forgive.
Forgive those who trespass against us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Lightning strike on his way.
Let's go to Matthew and Vallejo. Let's get back to Purdy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to our savior, Brock Purdy, Matthew Vallejo. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the discussion.
Thank you.
And I think my opinion on Brock has changed a little bit. Just amazed, like everybody, on that first couple of years. He's been slightly compromised, shoulder and toe.
Mm.
And what I've watched is a lot of passing from the back foot. I love when they pass on that front foot. They've made up their decision. They're drilling it in, good or bad. And a lot of times when Brock's got one in the air, all of us are going one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Wow.
When he dropped those dimes in on Ayuk a couple of years ago with those perfect routes, perfect drop, and oh my God, the timing was great.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he just doesn't quite have it, every time the ball's in the air, I'm holding my breath. Now, Mac Jones is not as mobile as Brock, but he's got a lightning arm, and I don't worry the same time when it's in the air. He's drilling it one way or the other. Completion, incompletion, I take my chances. So really, right now, I find them very comparable. Brock is supposed to be a little bit more mobile. True. But Mac can drill him in there a little bit. So I don't want to see Brock Purdy until he's 100% and throwing off that front foot. He's our guy for a couple of years. No reason to rush him at 5-3. And guys, I'm really enjoying the conversation. Thanks for listening from Matthew from Vallejo.
Hey, Matthew.
Thank you. Matthew, appreciate it, man.
I'm a great dad, Steiny, A-. And let me tell you, he had the guts of a cat burglar. Because when we talked about Brock Purdy in that Seattle game and that touchdown to Tonjes, Steiny, that was an interception. They even got
wasn't.
A stat now that I love on when the ball's released.
I disagree.
The percentages of it being picked off.
But what does that matter? It was a game-winning touchdown, and you're like holding it against him.
No, I'm not, because
he was in a spot where he had to try to make a play, and he did.
It speaks to his other point of when Purdy's ball's in the air, Steiny, it is one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
Well, if you're saying that on a game-winning touchdown pass,
and I got you, but
then
you know what
he
I mean.
Stinks.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, but I don't buy that. That's too harsh to me.
Well, if he's got turf toe, I would tell our guy in Vallejo, maybe that's what's keeping him out if he's throwing off his back foot because he can't. The toe, it's the throwing toe, right? The throwing foot?
The back foot. It's the back foot. It's the right foot, I believe. The one he plants off of, and that's what he can't plant off of.
Man.
And
man,
that's why it's been sailing high.
Yeah.
I'm more, you know, it's funny because I was wondering that, you know, Brock Purdy gets hurt, Mac Jones steps in, Brock Purdy comes back, gets hurt again, Mac Jones steps in, and I felt like the first time Purdy went out, some of the conversations, I don't want to say were manufactured, but it was, you know, it was week four, it was week five, and, you know, let's keep Mac out there until Brock Purdy is, you know, ready to go. Well, now it's week eight. I'm sorry, it's week nine. It's week nine. The season's half over.
That's
right now. So,
man.
So I do feel like with the season half over, it's time to say what is going on at quarterback. Okay, there's short term and long term. What's short term? Okay, short term is we're not putting Purdy back on the field till his toe's right.
Right.
All right. That could be this week, next week, or in 3 weeks. Fine. You do that. Do we have any issue beyond that? That's what I'm getting at. Do 49er, and for, you know, Brock Purdy's been paid. We've seen what Brock Purdy's done.
They ain't even kicked in.
But I think it's fair to say, you know, I love Brock Purdy. I wanted to sign him to that contract. I knew it would be $50 million, but he's got what it takes to be our quarterback. All right. You make that decision, and now because of some unfortunate events, you've witnessed a backup play six games, and he looks pretty good.
And they made a trade. I know it was, I'm going to use your verbiage, Steiny, it was around the edges, right, for some pass rush. Is that Lynch telling us that even if Brock was here, I'm not slowing down us trying to go get better in areas to take a run at this thing?
No. You know what that guy is?
Keon White, go ahead.
He's a body. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, but he was what?
It doesn't matter.
What's my guy from Dallas and Chase Young?
No, he's not. He's not even that good.
No doubt
about it. He's not as good as Chase Young.
But my point is,
he hasn't done what the other guy did, Gregory.
My point is, the reason they went and got him is the same thought process.
No.
They need help, Steiny.
No, I disagree.
Randy Gregory, he's not as good as those guys.
I disagree.
You that.
I think those teams, they got those guys because they thought they could get over the hump a little bit. They got this guy because they don't even think they have legitimate pros to put out there.
That's real, though.
Exactly,
we watched that Sunday.
I'm not Christian McCaffrey saying, oh, you got to love it. You see John Lynch went all in for that guy from the Patriots. They don't even know who he is.
I got you, but Steiny, Hey, I'm not saying throw a party because John did it, but it was what we to you, Evan, and I, and the listeners, a move around the edge.
Yeah, but I don't believe that's what this is. I don't even think it's that. But fine.
I mean, if this dude plays Sunday and gets 2 sacks,
well, he's not going to.
And you gave up much or nothing. Well, you don't know.
Well, you want to bet?
But
me?
I wouldn't bet you.
No, I'm just
I do wonder if they found out Lynch. Nope. Can you answer this? Lynch and Shanny found out Mac Jones is a quarterback for the rest of the season. Does that change their approach on trying to get help defensively? Or did we get the answer to that question just by this move?
See, I don't think they made this move to get better. I think they made this move because they absolutely looked at their roster and said, we don't have enough quality players. There's a guy over in New England, similar to kind of what happened to Huff in Philly, who wasn't playing the position he wanted, didn't play a lot. They took a flyer on him. Okay, he's really helped when he's played. But I just think now they feel like they're so decimated that they just got to get some players in here.
So you think if they win, whoever quarterbacks this Sunday, they're 6-2 now, Steiny, and we talked about it. Willard brought it up. Look at the teams that are behind the Niners. So that's a big part of, you know, you ain't got to win 100 games. But the bottom line is, do you think that would change Lynch and Kyle's approach, and York for that matter, to get some more reinforcement, maybe a more expensive one, to go in this year?
I'd be surprised. I really would be surprised if this front office, let me see, what do you got? 1, 2, 3. I'd be shocked if they give up a first or second round pick.
I'm even going third, feels pretty risky.
Yeah. So I think that's where I'm at with the 49ers. But like, I don't think any 49er player is thinking, you know what? We got our reinforcements, and John Lynch believes that we can get over the hump. I don't look at this one like that at all.
Because you could throw back at me.
This is like a survival trade.
Yeah, but if week 10 is real for Ayuk and somehow Pearsall gets over this, what's ailing him, Steiny? I mean, who's to say? And Purdy comes back. There go your reinforcements on the offensive side of the ball right there.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. What is going on with Brock Purdy? And where's the urgency to get him back? Like, kind of from the fans and from the team. Is there something going on? Hey, it's a Warriors Wednesday, and don't forget we got Keith Smith coming up at noon today. Spotrac Sports also is a host at Front Office, a great show on YouTube about sports, business, and sports. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.